My name is Martin Holzbauer. I live in Thornhill, BC, just outside of Terrace. And the reason why I came to the council meeting tonight, originally it was supposed to be scheduled for May the 10th, changed to the 24th of May. And which was actually a good thing, because on the 16th of May, the federal government announced, asked Canadians to have input for climate change adaptation. And that progress is open till July the 15th, 2022. But the government is only asking for climate change adaptation. And what I have submitted to the council is not only, extreme weather and what happened and people who died within BC, but there's also a number of different news stories where there have been further weather-related events which are detrimental to the economy and people, etc. But not only that, but also with the PACE program, Property Assessment Clean Energy, not only will people to adapt to the changing climate, reduce their emissions, but it's also finance it at the same time. And that's what the federal government left out. And before I came to the council meeting here, I stopped by our member of parliament, Mr. Bachrach, and he happened to be there. I didn't expect it. I know him from a few years back when he was mayor, and also I had met him at another conference. And so I had met him a few times personally. And so we had a quick conversation, and he read the one document, what I'm asking for, and he's fully on board and fully supportive. And but it's Mr. Cullen, who's actually the minister, who can assist the province to put this program forward finally, so that I actually have a letter from him, a handwritten letter when he was member of parliament, where he supported my application to the Terrace City Council, and quote, he said, just get on with it. And now he is in a position where he actually can do that. And so I'm hoping, I left at his office the same documentation, but there was nobody in the office, so I'm hoping to contact him during the week, and hopefully he will read it and follow up on it.
Martin, maybe you can tell me two things. One, what's the PACE program? And also, what was the specific ask of council here tonight?
The PACE program is short for Property Assessment Clean Energy. It's a program which was started in California in 2007 and enables homeowners to borrow money, low interest, long term, for retrofits for energy efficiency and installing like renewable energy system, swapping out a furnace with a heat pump. And it stays with the building, not the homeowner. It's fully transferable from one homeowner to the next. So, and it's, like I said, it's like a sort of like a mortgage. It's long term at a lower interest rate than a personal loan.
And why do you think it's important to advocate for this? What was the specific ask you had of Smithers Council tonight?
The specific ask was going to be to get Smithers City Council assist me in convincing Mr. Bachrach and Mr. Cullen that it's a good program and it should be enacted not just provincially but federally, or even if it's called something differently. And the way I put it to Mr. Bachrach, it shouldn't be just stick, but a little bit of carrot and stick and make an incentive. And to me, with all the benefits, it's a no-brainer and a win-win-win situation, because, that's my personal opinion.
I mean, your presentation, and the application was entitled Wanting to Save Lives, Trying to Save Lives. Maybe you can explain that a little bit. What was the title of your presentation tonight, and why was it titled that?
The title is to prevent future life losses is because last year, as we had seen with extreme weather events in BC alone, about 600 people who died in the heat wave in 1 week. BC, through COVID, lost, 3,200 people over a two-year period. But like I said, 600 in 1 week. The town of Lytton had said also at the end of the heat wave, three or four times in a row temperature records of near 50 degrees centigrade, unheard of before. And the next day the town burned, two people died. And then the fall, we had the, what they call the atmospheric rivers, and I think billions of property damage, you know, infrastructure damage, Kokohala Highway, and I think 5 or 6 people died in the mudslides. So it's to prevent future loss of life and to make sure that people generally are not only protected at home, but in the whole province, the whole country, preferably the whole planet.
Martin, one of the other things, you know, we're seeing these events even here, you know, in the local area. This year has turned out to be a fairly dry spring. You know, fire season is a huge concern now. We saw the worst year in 2018 here in the northern region. Now, you live in Terrace. Do you think there's other things that municipalities can do? They obviously have regulations and bylaws for mostly for commercial buildings. Is there something else you think that they could do now? Because it sounds like, as I'm sure many people understand, that this is an immediate action that is required to deal with some of this. And it seems like, as you've found, things are moving too slow.
Yes, and because I watched a program that pointed out, you know, the last 10,000 years roughly, the temperature has been really steady for on the planet overall. Over the last 50 to 70 years, it has increased by about 1 degree centigrade. And we're seeing the effects, like some of the things what we have seen over the last year, is they had forecast not to happen for 10 to 20 years down the road. So with us putting more emissions into the atmosphere, and then what's going to happen when worldwide the emissions, like the temperature increase by 2 degrees, there will be some areas of the planet where people will not be able to live anymore. And where will they go? They will, you know, try to, from what I have read in the United States, for example, the military has been training to keep people out. You know, like if there's mass exodus from other countries, they have been doing so, but I mean with military force.
It's a pretty dire situation, it sounds like. I guess, again, you know, another point, it seems like you've tried this at other councils and it hasn't been too receptive. What's your hope, you know, in this fray with this council? Municipal elections are coming up later this year. It sounds like this may be pushed as an election issue. Is that what you're hoping for?
Actually, when I presented the PACE program to the city of Terrace, they were really receptive, fully on board. And but the problem was the provincial government, who has been, to put it politely, a little bit dragging their feet for whatever reason. But quite often it's political, because for a very simple reason. For example, in Alberta, under the NDP Premier Rachel Notley, they introduced a program. But when the Conservatives under Jason Kenney came in, he canceled the program because it was brought in by the NDP. But what has happened in Alberta, some of the municipalities, like for example, the city of Edmonton, they have introduced their own PACE program. So I think there is actually a way for municipalities to use the program or something similar, but I don't know what the exact provincial regulations were in Alberta and if the same thing would be possible in BC. But it's just a matter, we need to do something rather sooner than later, because it's sort of like when your house is fire, you need to do something, not keep watching TV.
Just the last thing for you, Martin. Obviously, you're quite a bit older than I am, and it sounds like this is something you're very passionate about. Why do you think you need to do this now? And did you ever expect yourself having to go around to municipal councils and politicians and plead for them to do something, to take some sort of climate action?
Actually, personally, I have been, and I have a documentation, I have been concerned about climate change since 1992. I have started something to do since about 1995, 96. And I tried to go fully net zero, but was prevented from doing it. And the reason why I'm trying to push the issue, so to speak, because I find the lack of action on governments concerning. And not so much municipal council, but it's the other levels. And it's a matter of sort of just like some companies, like the oil companies, oil and gas companies, they says, yes, we will do something, but their actions actually speak different. And not to knock the federal government, but I mean, on one hand, the federal government says, yes, we need to do reduce emissions, but then they bought the pipeline. And there's a saying, what's the saying again? Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just, like I said, government sometimes frustrates me.
Indeed.
Or quite often.
Yeah, indeed.
And actually in the past, I have run for municipal council. People have asked me to run again if in the terrace area where I live. And I actually have run provincially in the last provincial election as an independent, just to get a different point of view across.
Well, Martin, we'll leave it there for now, but thanks so much for speaking with me. I'm sure we'll stay in touch.
Thank you very much.